This is, I mean, that's why yesterday one class was over, and today we are doing another class, and we are going to remember what we spoke in yesterday's class, and what is the relationship between that and this, and then really there is not that they are, frankly speaking, it's 1 hour of this. Yesterday I was really surprised, our Govardhan Prabhu, I have never done that, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Govardhan. He came, television come. Gauranga was very interesting. I have never seen anyone doing that much chaptation. My thing, he took notes of the whole thing yesterday. And in the evening, Mataji was busy with the children's program yesterday. And so he came and he recapped the whole points one by one, and he was sharing with Mataji also, and I was also there. And it was a recap for me also, because I was able to, oh, yeah, this is some point which we told, and like it was kind of a revision for me. Right? So this way we keep doing it regularly on another repetition. That is why repetition is very important. So when you do that, it gets engrossed in our, absorbed in our mind. It's like a sponge absorbing water. So it will never go away from our thing. I have heard many devotees in Chennai and Bangalore, they said, they'll come and ask, whose disciple are you? As soon as Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj. Then they say, the elder Vishnasi, 10 years back he gave one lecture. I still remember that point he made. Right? It's like, they just absorb it so like a sponge, it just stays there forever. They don't need to really repeat it again another time. So, of course, the message purification is pure realization is coming, and at the same time, it just goes straight into the heart. The soul never forgets. Soul is the same. It's only if it is in the brain or in the mind, it will just forget about it. So that is that's the shloka that basically is talking about. So no one can either see, hear, understand, nor perceive the Supreme Lord Krishna by the material senses. But if one is engaged in loving transcendental service of the Lord, Bhaktiya Mama Abhijanati, that is also included in this. Bhaktiya Mama Abhijanati, Yava Nishasni, Tatutaka. Tatamam Tatuta Yatva, Vishateta, Anantaram. Right? That's also there. From the beginning, then one can see the Lord by revelation. That revelation is very important. And he reveals himself. It's not that we are trying to find out, wow, Krishna may be like this, Krishna may be like that. And the ones we are talking today, the going to talk today, is very much related to this point of revealing. And by accepting the whole message in the Parampara system, and from guru to Shishya like that. So the whole thing is nicely mentioned in this today's shloka. That's why I just wanted to make sure we understand this point before we get on with the further points. Otherwise it will be just informative, and just what is information overload we call in our thing. Too much of information is being overloaded in our mind. You will not have the relationship between what is this thing between this this point and this point, and what are we supposed to do with that information. Just you are given some information, you don't know what to do with it. Something like that. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Tungadhi Hari, Jaya Madhava, Jaya Tungadhi Hari, Jaya Radha Madhava. ఆది శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ టాగోర్ ప్రమానందే శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద కీ గురుదేవ్ కీ. All of you have the shloka printed with you. Anyone, everyone can decide, no?
You have the paper, Prabhu?
Have it? It's like this means what? Share it, okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Canto 2, Chapter 2, Text 32. Chapter title, The Lord in the Heart. Yete Shruti Te Nrupa Veda Gite.
Yete Shruti Te Nrupa Veda Gite.
Yete Shruti Te Nrupa Veda Gite. ప్రభు ఏత
ते श्रुति ते नृपवेद गीते
ये ते श्रुति ते नृपवेद गीते
त्वया विपृष्टे च सनातने च
then you can fix yourself if you are mistaken, or if it is your put it correctly, then you can reinstate your thing, right? Your idea about that point, with additional points. Repeat over to what you call in chapter me, yete, all that is described.
All that is described.
Shruti,
ve,
te, unto you,
Rupa,
O Maharaj Parikshit,
Veda
Gite,
according to the version of the Vedas.
Very interesting, Veda Gita. Bhagavad Gita. In other words, Sri sung, not just read. You see the difference? Srimad Bhagavatam also should be sung. Param Giyate. Right? So you can get the full realization only when we sing. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. It's very dear to the Vaishnavas. It's Puranam Amalam, it's dear to the Vaishnavas. Not only to the Vaishnavas, next time is very interesting. Yasmin Paramahamsya Mekam Amalam. Even Paramahamsas means those who are in the liberation path. So for them also it is very spotless, they like it very much. When did they like it very much? Yasmin Paramahamsya Mekam Amalam. Because it is giving you jnanam also. People who are after jnana, for them also it gives, right? So, jnanam param giyate. Only when you sing, giyate means sing, right? Jnana, you say, I study directly from these words only. So when you sing, you know, automatically you get the jnana, everything. Right? That jnana for them is relishing. So Vaishnava is very priyam. Tasmin jnana viraga bhakti sahitam. It not only gives jnana, vairagya, bhakti, everything combines together. Not only that, naishkarmyam avishkritam. Naishkarmyam means your reactionary work is stopped. That's what we are doing. The whole Bhagavad Gita is about naishkarmya dharma. Naishkarmya dharma, right? Naishkarmyam avishkritam. How the last man gives how we should do the whole thing. Like yesterday we were talking to Maharaj, right? Tashrunvan supatam vicharana paro. Shrunvan here, then supatam, like you are reading after. And then not only just recap, doing a recap, but vicharana paro. Meditate on how we can apply that point into our day to day life. Otherwise, Krishna will be somewhere else, we will be somewhere else. With all the, we should be thankful to Krishna and Prabhupada that we have come up to this far. Right? And then it's just like, you know, the two things are together, to glue it, two things. That's where we should. Jnanam param giyate. So you have to sing, like Veda Gita is sing. Then when we sing, adusha rupa visharati purushwanaha. Purushwanaha means great Vedic sound. When we chant like this, in a hidden form, he is wandering, dancing in those words, dancing in those sound vibration. Visharati means wandering. Puruswanaha. Puruswanaha means great Vedic sound chanting. This is very Vedic chanting actually. This Bhagavatam is Vedic chanting. When you have the Prabhus and they are chanting the mantras for the Yajna, that is also Vedic chanting. Right? So that's Veda Gita. It's beautiful word. Twaya is okay. So we can stop there. Twaya?
Twaya.
By your majesty.
By your majesty.
Happy Prishte.
Being
properly inquired. This is interesting word. Prishta comes Prashna, we say, no? Prashna means question, inquiring. So this comes from Prishta. And just Prishta means just questioning. But Abhi Prishta means properly questioning. The purpose of book is there, no? Perfect questions and perfect answers. When you have a perfect question, then answers will be perfect. Right? So that's Abhi Prishta means, who is asked? Abhi Prishta. Who is asking this question? Swaya means to whom he is answering this?
Parikshit.
So Parikshit is questioning to, inquiring to Sukadeva Goswami. So Twaya Abhiprishte, you are proper inquiries and I am answering to this question. Right? Abhiprishte means properly inquired. Cha?
Cha.
Also?
Also.
What he was inquiring about Abhiprishta? Sanatana. And the eternal truth, right? Sanatana?
Sanatana.
In the matter of eternal truth.
In the matter of eternal truth.
Cha?
Cha.
Verily?
Verily.
Hey?
Which?
Which?
Why?
Why?
Certainly?
Certainly.
Pura?
Pura.
Before?
Before.
Brahmane?
Brahmane.
Unto Lord Brahma?
Unto Lord Brahma.
Aha?
Aha.
Said?
Said.
Tushtaha,
Tushtaha,
being satisfied.
Being satisfied.
So who is speaking to Brahma now?
Who? Pura means before. Sukadeva Goswami is not concocting something. He is just repeating what was told before to Brahma. Right?
So who was telling Brahma?
Krishna.
So that is, why he was telling? Because Tushta, he was satisfied. Krishna was only when the Guru and Krishna are satisfied with our service or our inquiry, then the message will flow through. Otherwise it will appear that they are giving you answers. It will appear that you are receiving. It's not a problem with their thing. It is our end. Because we are asking questions as if we are asking, but our heart is not still ready for the answer. That's where the whole thing gets blocked. It doesn't go in. The message that the Guru gives or Krishna gives, it doesn't go in. So Apiprishta is very important. And on what matters? Sanatana. On the eternal truth. You should not ask the old man, I have back pain, Guru Maharaj, please fix it. In these days, our Guru Maharaj fixes that also. You know, because unless he fixes our back pain and all the pain in our body, he knows he will not come to Bhagavatam. So, frankly speaking, if any of you have any physical difficulties there, I would advise you to go to Rajkot, because there very nice Vaidya is there. I'm not joking, it's serious. Because you are going to all these allopathy and all that. There is 80 plus years old Vaidya is there. He has his own he prepares the medicines himself from the Ayurvedic herbs. He finds those herbs himself. And Maharaj, many devotees, and they go for even taking initiation, they take that as one part. The second thing is, the next thing is, I am having this problem and problem. Then Maharaj is so kind that he sends them to, Vaishnava has to take them the car and they go to the Vaidya and Vaidya gives the medicine. So he fixes both the all the physical problems as well as the mental problems, because otherwise he won't even go near. You will run away from Bhagavatam, frankly speaking. So that's where the relevance of Bhagavatam into our day-to-day life is very important. You know, so many people keep saying that, Bhagavatam is there, but my physical problem will not be fixed by that. So where will you have the faith to do it? It won't be possible. Right? So the thing is, we have to have that faith that it will fix all the problems. There is a very nice chapter in the 10th chapter of 2nd Canto. The title itself is Srimad Bhagavatam is the answer to all the questions. Right? All your questions and problems and everything. So anyway, Aradhitaha,
being worshipped.
Bhagavan. The personality of
Godhead.
Vasudevaha,
Lord
Krishna. So how Krishna was satisfied? Because Brahma was Aradhana. He was doing Aradhyo Bhagavan, right? So he is doing the Aradhana to Krishna. Because of doing that intense worship, Krishna was satisfied and he gave that transcendental message of the eternal truth to Brahma. And that same message, I got it from my father Vyasadeva, who got it from his son, Brahma's son Narayana, and I am doing the same thing to you. I am not giving any additional or subtraction or anything like that. He is not adding or subtracting anything from the whole message. Okay, so this nicely, now this whole verse is understood without even getting into the translation. Now we will get more, very sweet message from translation for Purport. You do your own reading like this. So Maharaj always gives that way of study, right? You go to whatever equivalence and if you're interested, evening we can, I got some his instructions from Maharaj when I was in Rajkot. He gave some tips for planned study of scriptures, so planned reading of scriptures, and some my own mental concussions also there. So if you want, I can share those with you for everyone's benefit. If you have any questions also, you can ask that, how we can practice and all that. I have those things in my computer, I can share it with you all. So that is how you actually study Vedanta Shruti. A seriously inquisitive, what is that statement? Devotional service, which is based on the foreground of full knowledge. Prabhu, Govardhan Prabhu, you have highlighted that, it is in front of your computer. Which is based on the foreground of full knowledge, fixed by the hard reception of the Vedanta Shruti, combined with detachment from material association, is the only perfect method by which a seriously inquisitive student can realize the absolute truth. It's a lot of, it is just embellished with potent words. This is the actual definition of devotion service. Devotion service is not just jumping up and down, like that. I have seen so many places in Sri Guru, Charana, everybody will go everything will be there, and then jumping and that. But this word Prabhupada explains, like last week we were in Sydney for Prabhupada Jat Puja.
And it was very interesting that we sat the Guru Puja, some, because it's previous day was Janmashtami, whole thing was over at 2 o'clock only, so for this thing, not that many people were there. But whoever was there, we were all chanting. And after that, you know, they put on a Prabhupada's class. First class they put on, and like it was getting stuck, the DVD was getting stuck in the screen. So the Prabhu said, you know, you take care of this, put some other lecture and we will see. Then I just accidentally put on one other lecture. And in that lecture, Prabhupada starts up, they started up with the Guru Puja again in that video, you know, New York, video recording of Prabhupada's speaking class. So before the class there was Guru Puja and everything. And after that Prabhupada starts explaining. And he just straight away goes into explanation of Sri Guru Chakra Padma, bhajan itself, that song itself. And he was saying, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. Bandhamu is Savadana Mati. He took on the word Savadana Mati. Savadana Mati, Savadana Mati. That is in Bengali, it is Mati, you say, you know, saying Bhakati. Okay. But Savadana means what? Savadana means what in English, Hindi?
Careful.
So you have to do this carefully. That's the first thing he said. So when you are chanting that Guru Puja itself, you have to do it with care. Because Kevala Bhakati Sadma, this is the only way to do it. If you are given only chance to pass in the exam, how seriously you will be studying day and night, will sacrifice all your sleep and everything. They will say this is the last chance for you. Then how carefully you will be doing it. That's the same thing in this whole, anything that we do in devotional service. It starts from cutting potatoes to doing arati to, you know, like anything to do with the deities or preaching or studying or interacting with the devotees, associating with devotees. Right? Everywhere we should be very careful. And you do this with great care in case of shloka. Very careful, the carefulness is very important. So that is where the whole thing should be understood here. So, okay, we'll go to the translation in Bhagavad. Jambi, Sebi, Isikaranam, Kamsan, Kulpa, Ki, Jai. Please repeat after me. Your Majesty, Maharaj Parikshit,
know that
all that I have described,
in reply
to your proper inquiry
is just
according to the version of the Vedas, and it is eternal truth. This was described personally by Lord
Krishna to Brahma,
with whom the Lord was satisfied upon being properly worshipped. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, please listen. The two different ways of reaching the spiritual sky and thereby getting emancipation from all material bondage, namely either the direct process of reaching the kingdom of God or the gradual process through the other higher planets of the universe, are set forth exactly according to the version of the Vedas. So what are the two ways of reaching spiritual sky? Direct and indirect. What is direct and what is indirect? I am not going to speak.
A yoga practice and bhakti yoga.
What is yoga practice?
Vastanga yoga.
Karma.
No. Only Ashtanga yoga?
It is step by step.
What is it step by step?
First is karma yoga, then is jnana yoga, then bhakti yoga, and then bhakti yoga.
Very simple. What is that fourth purusharthas?
Dharma, Dhamma, Moksha.
That's a gradual thing, right? Sorry, he's trying to say that. Because you try to, please one day, and you go there and then come back again. And it's like that. You know, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. The four steps again. Karma, jnana, and bhakti yoga is devotional service actually. Karma yoga is devotional service only, right? The third chapter, whatever is said, actually devotional service. Right now, what we are doing, karma yoga is actually bhakti yoga. It is. We are working, we are doing our day-to-day activities, right? So there is no, Prabhupada says in the 10th chapter, after telling the whole thing, he says, one of the purports, that actually there is no difference between karma yoga, jnana yoga and bhakti yoga, it's all the same. As long as he is doing it for Krishna, it's all the same. He has designated it differently so that it's like the classification is there, but actually it's all thing over at the higher level, it's all the same. And you are doing it to please Krishna and things. And you can't stop doing any activity, right? So, what are the two different activities? One is directly engaging in devotional service, other is through step by step, moksha, then again dissatisfied, again do something else, please this thing, other thing, slowly go like that. That's the thing. So, he is corroborating to the Vedic person. And the various versions in this connection are Yada sarve pramuchyante kama yesya pridishritaha asamartyo amrito bhavati atra brahma samashnute Brihadaranyaka Upanishad and te rishir abhisambhavanti Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 215. So he is giving the translation of this. It's a bit complicated one. So he is giving the translation. Those who are free from all material desires, which are diseases of the heart, are able to conquer death and enter the kingdom of God through the archi planets. Can anyone explain this statement? Those who are free from all material desires, which are diseases of the heart, are able to conquer death and enter into the kingdom of God through the archi planets. In other sense, there's an archi, all these saptarishi planets and all are there. So you do something, then you go there, Hare Krishna Prabhu. The Kirtan Path is moving. So slowly and gradually they are going to one by one planet. It's going to be very difficult to go through different places, right? How about coming straight from India to Singapore? Then going from India to Shanghai, to Hong Kong, to Tokyo, and then come via Sydney to Singapore. Right? It's like that. Like, some touching like this. So it goes further. These Vedic versions corroborate the version of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the latter is further confirmed by Shukadeva Goswami, who affirms that the truth was disclosed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, Vasudeva, to Brahma, the first authority on the Vedas. Long statement. So, now let's come back to this chapter again. What's happening is, these first three chapters of second canto, no? These are the explanation of the shloka, broader or deeper explanation of the shloka. What is the shloka? Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Dishatyate. What's the beginning of the shloka? Anyone is speaking? Someone is speaking? Advadanti Tattva Vidas. That Tattva, Yad Jnanam, Advayam. How do you realize that? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdete. Right? It is said that you can realize in three phases. Three stages. One is Brahman, then Paramatma, then Bhagavan. Actually, Bhagavan thing includes everything. Bhagavan includes Paramatma and Brahman as well. So that is like higher and higher realization. Right? So, what the same devotional service you will do, but by doing the same devotional service, we will chant the Hare Krishna mantra, same Hare Krishna mantra for so many years. But you can see over the years how our realizations have gone up and up, like depending on our intensity of the bhakti. That is why interestingly it is said that in every deity, or every thing in Vrindavan, name of Radha is the same, but name of Krishna is different. Is it Radha Madan Mohan? Radha Govind? Radha Gopinath? Radha Vallabh? Right? Radha Bhakta Bihari? Radha Kunja Bihari? That it goes on, right? So the Radha means Aradhana. So the Aradhana is the same. But based on your intensity, you will realize Krishna in different higher end stages. That is why Krishna's names are different. As Madan Mohan, then Govinda, then Gopinath, like that. Right? So that is what we should understand, this point. So, that is Aradhito Bhagavan Vasudeva. He is doing the same Aradhana, but the intensity was increasing every time he is doing it again. Same Hare Krishna mantra we are chanting. But how, you know, like when we are chanting 10 years back, you would have just, you know, everybody is chanting. But now we are getting more and more careful. So we are getting the test and our intensity is increasing, right? So that's the same thing. Okay, I must say. Okay. First of all, I was going to tell you about the three phases, right? So these three phases we can realize based on our advancement of intensity of devotional service. So in the first chapter, first chapter, the predominant explanation is about the Brahman Rupa. You see, the impersonal, the Virat Rupa explanation will be there. In this chapter, he will be explaining how one will go into by the yogic process, how one will realize Paramatma in the heart and transfer himself to the different planets, higher and higher planets. So beyond this material universe, higher and higher planets, right? So that he will explain that. But after this work, we will again come back to the point that indirect process is not good, better get to the direct process only. And then the third chapter what he is going to speak on is pure devotional service, the change of heart. He is directly getting into the Bhagavan realization there. So the three part is explained in these three chapters. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So that realization is predominantly, that realization will be nicely explained in this whole thing. Okay. So we will go further down.
See, we didn't pass on half the purport and I have to go through, stop everywhere and
time is not enough. The disciplic succession holds that the Vedas were uttered by Lord Krishna to Brahma, by Brahma to Narada, and by Narada to Vyasadeva, and then by Vyasadeva to Sukadeva Goswami, and so on. So there is no difference between the versions of all the authorities. The truth is eternal, and as such, there cannot be any new opinion about the truth. Truth is truth. You cannot tell anything new about it. That is the way of knowing the knowledge contained in the Vedas. It is not a thing to be understood by one's erudite scholarship or by the fashionable interpretations of mundane scholars. There is nothing to be added or nothing to be subtracted. Please follow it. Because the truth is the truth. There is nothing over truth. Truth is truth. One has to accept, after all, some authority. Some he has put in italics. You have to give copy that. See it in italics. No, you think that when you copy it, there. Some authority you have to accept anyway. You are accepting Singapore Airlines. You are accepting Malaysian Airlines. You are accepting the Singapore government. Everything you are accepting. Everywhere you are accepting some authority. Without authority, you don't live. And so why can't you have to accept this authority? The modern scientists are also authorities for the common man for some scientific truths. It's very important. They say something and without any question we accept it because we don't understand that. If we ask some question, then our intelligence, our foolishness will be revealed. Yeah, what are you saying is truth. Right? No, like that. The common man follows the version of the scientist. This means that the common man follows the authority. The Vedic knowledge is also received in that way. That's the science. So it is also received in the same way. The common man cannot argue about what is beyond the sky or beyond the universe because he doesn't know. How can he argue if it is like Krishna is beyond me? He can't deny that argument. So he has not seen it. At least I am talking from Sloka, so from Vedas, from the scripture. He has nothing for that matter. The common man cannot argue about what is beyond the sky or beyond the universe. He must accept the versions of the Vedas as they are understood by the authorized disciplic succession. In the Bhagavad Gita also, the same process of understanding the Gita is stated in the fourth chapter, which is the Shloka. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshya viduhu Mahata, Yoga Rashta, Parantapa. You have to accept this. Yevam Parampara, what is the shloka before that? Manu Rishwakave Pravit. Manu Rishwakave Praha. Sorry. Imam Vivaswatam Yogam, Proktavan Ahamakayam, Manu Vivaswan Manave Praha, Manu Rishwakave Pravit. So he is explaining that this is a transcendental. If one does not follow the authoritative versions of the Acharyas, he will vainly search after the truth mentioned in the Vedas. So beautiful, vainly. You will search but you will not get any message out of it. You will go somewhere else, you will get lost. This is the main problem. Hmm? very important point that you are trying to, you have to understand this whole thing very nicely. So Dharajito Bhagavan Vasudeva. That Aradhana, by Aradhana, if you do, you automatically all the messages will come to us. There's nothing really that we need to do. That Aradhana can be done in so many different ways. Like it is said, Vasudeva was doing the whole Sankar, birth of Lord Krishna in his mind only. Because in the jail, what can you do? You cannot have all these kumbha, the thing, everything. So he was donating cows in the mind only, to thousands of cows he was donating to Brahmanas. He was distributing prasadam in golden plates to so many thousands and thousands of people in his mind only. Because Krishna, there are different forms, like the form of Krishna made of wood, Jagannath is made of wood, we even make of the clay, or the painting, or stone. And the fifth item is, you can carve the form of the Lord in the mind. Carving the Lord, you can carve the Lord in the form in your mind. That is also authorized. That is also authoritative form, which you can carve. Well, if you have nothing else, what can you do? You can't just say, I want to go to Vrindavan. We'll be lying in the tube and everything, and I want to go to Vrindavan. I want to die in front of Krishna. Is it practical? It's not practical all the time. Well, it's not possible. So sometimes you have to do, like say, carve the Lord's form in the mind. And that is only way we can do. You can't speak, or we can't hear, or so many things you can't do. What is that Kulasekhara says? Krishna tadiya pada pankaja pancharantam adyaivame vishatu manasa rajahamsa ప్రాణాపాన సమయే కపవాద పిత్తౌ కంఠావరోదన విదౌ స్మరణం కుతస్య. రైట్ డౌన్ దే విల్ ప్రే ఫస్ట్ ఇన్ కంఠావరోదన విదౌ. అవరోదన మీన్స్ విచ రోదన ఇన్ వేదన విచ సో పెయిన్ఫుల్ దట్ కపవాద పిత్త జస్ట్ గాట్ స్టక్. I can't speak, I can't hear, nothing can be done. You can't realize that. At that moment, so difficult to even understand where I am, and you'll forget everything. Consciousness, where it is, you don't know. Better we do it now only, so that some benefit will be there. Something, some way, something will be. So that Aradhana part you have to understand very clearly. Always remember that the last day is coming very soon. It's not so far away. We have to. So Ramban is there. It's already there. The time is just cutting off one by one. And we are right there, right in the queue. And slowly as the queue is moving forward, like in that immigration or anywhere where you stand in the queue, we'll be waiting for the 10 people to go forward soon, right? If you are waiting, why it is taking so long for these people to the stamp and send them out? Here we are going forward. So that's the irony. We are in a queue. All of us, you don't know. All of us are here. Every year some program happens or something. Every year if someone comes regularly and sees, not everybody is there. Maybe they are transferred to a different place in the world or different world. Here of these things will happen. So we have to be sober about this whole point. And if we are sober about this whole point, Hare Krishna, then we will get to the next step of understanding the greatness of these scriptures. Because this is the only thing that will give relief from that pain. Even the thought of that is so painful. Right? Even the thought of that feeling is so painful. So how do you then pessimistic man enjoy all those things? So it's not going to happen. You're not going any better by just forgetting about it. But the best way to is in confronting it. How will you confront it? By the weapon of service to the lotus feet of Guru and Hari. Guru or Hare Charana Upasana Astra. Guru Hare Charana Upasana Astra. Charana Upasana means serving the lotus feet. That is a weapon with which you can. And how will you serve? By serving the instructions in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and Harinam Sankirtan. And the glories of this Bhagavatam and this Katha, Krishna Katha, is so beautifully. Yesterday we were here in Gadna, Sumangra, who has 500 days by now? Who knows this shloka by now? Yesterday we were chanting this so many times. Sumangranam sansmarayam stachantayam namani rupani cha mangalani te kriyashu yastva charanaravindayo avishta chetana bhavaya kalpate. Everybody silent. So many times he recited. I could realize yesterday everybody was like, man, what is this guy doing? Why can't he just speak and go? Came all the way after. And he came 1 month before and he's coming again, starts telling us, at least he can go back without, you know, bothering us. He is making us all chant and, you know, he wants his peaceful. Yeah, you go and speak, what's the matter? We are our own business. We have to think about so many things are there. This is an interesting thing. We don't appreciate that. I think so much. How sweet this is, but we don't want to taste the sweetness. A jaundiced, that's what happens. Otherwise, you'll be chanting it so intensely. Unless you get the taste of it, how will you chant, right? Okay, let me speak another shloka today. Yeah, you'll see what you are doing.
I got it.
Vacho vimarsho.
Yasya akhila amiva abhihi sumangalai. Yasya akhila amiva. Amiva means sins. Akhila means all of the whatever sins is there. Akhila amiva abhihi. Abhihi means destroy. Okay? Destroy. What is destroying all the sins in the world? It is so mangala, it is most auspicious. Yesterday also you read this mangala nite. There also the mangala word is used, right? So here also, yes. You know the background of this shloka, you will meditate it more. Let me give you background of this. This is making so much noise. All technology is here. I'll just put it across the. So what's happening is, Kamsa, right? This is 10.38.12, the shloka number, 10.38.12. So, Kamsa is trying all different demons to kill Krishna. Nothing was working all right. So, everybody was getting killed and he was really feeling, what is really happening? But still he is having faith in himself that somehow or other he will kill Krishna. That is a demoniac tendency. After some time you should get fed up with the thing and say, well, let's forget about it and I just surrender. we don't do that. So in your demoniac, we don't do that. So what happens is, he's sending all the demons and he's, nothing is working all right. And then he says, okay, I will take it in my hand directly. So he says, okay, let me bring this guy, Krishna and Balaram, these two people, I will bring them to my place itself. And I will kill them with my own hands, with my personal, all these people, soldiers and everybody around me. So, but the problem is, if he goes or if any of his personal associates go, then Balaram and Krishna will either kill them or they will escape. but they know that this guy is sending them for killing them only, right? So it's logical. That's how Krishna comes at that. Krishna would not have done it, but comes at that. That is what will happen. So what he said? Okay, let me send Akrura. Because Akrura is a good friend of the, he is basically, you know, Yadu thing. And another thing with Akrura is he is very innocent. He is like Bhishma Deva who was attached to the Hastinapura. He was always with Kamsa. Even though he was great devotee of Krishna, he was with Kamsa because he wanted to make sure he is in the kingdom, in the palace with him and do whatever services. He is innocent. So he said, this guy is innocent. Let me send him to bring Krishna. Okay. So he sends him to bring Krishna. And for that he is very, Kansa is very good with diplomacy, just like Duryodhana. Whenever he wants, he will make friends out of the same enemies. So he said, okay, well, let me catch this guy. And he was very talking very pleasingly to him. And he was saying, Shura, please, you are my best friend. I don't trust anyone other than you. So you please do one thing. So please go and bring Krishna and Balram here. And in that he was also saying that, you know, take this chariot and go. He was pointing to one chariot and he said, take this chariot and go. And that chariot was a brand new chariot. So he was thinking, Akrura is so innocent, just like, you know, you give something new to children, they want to try it out immediately. Like you give a car, new car, and immediately they will try to go for a ride, anybody who is very attached to cars. You know. So he's thinking, probably I will give him this new chariot and in the process of going for a ride, let him go and pick up Krishna and Balram also. Right, that was his mentality. That's the demoniac mentality, right? He is all the diplomacy planning and all this planning is going on. Right, so he was saying, okay, I will do like this, like that, and if it will happen like this, then my plan will be succeeded. Right? I will invest so much in the future and by 10 years it will become like this. What is that? In 16th chapter there is all those descriptions there, right? Demoniac and divine and demoniac nature. It's like that. So, but at the same time, Akrura is accepting everything. See how devotee is thinking. This Kamsa may be whatever rascal he may be, but I have to glorify him today. This is a rascal. It is because of him I am getting a chance to personally meet Krishna and Balram. And not only that, I am going to be a personal driver of them. And not only that, he is saying, if he had given a chariot which he had used, he is evil minded. And his chariot will be contaminated. Now he is giving a brand new chariot. So I can offer this to Krishna, and for Krishna, giving something new is so auspicious. No? When you bring Krishna, you bring him in a new chariot. So that is how devotees are saying. It doesn't matter what that person is, he must be a rascal. But whatever he is giving, my mind is that, oh, and then go. Then immediately he says, oh yes, I will go. He doesn't object that. Even though he knew that this Kamsa is inviting for a fight, try to kill them. But he has so much faith in Krishna, full faith in Krishna, that when Krishna comes, this guy is going to be finished. So he has no worries about, oh, maybe Krishna is, maybe this guy will kill Krishna. He has full faith in Krishna's opulence and power. Wherever there is Krishna, wherever there is Arjuna, what was that we read yesterday? OM. You have to remember OM, OBEM. Abundance, victory, extraordinary power, that is E. And M is morality. These are all going to be there wherever Krishna is there. So there is no problem in that. So he said, okay, let me go immediately before this guy changes his mind. He's a demon, anytime he can change his mind. So he immediately went. And while going, so he was like thinking, oh, I should, worship Krishna like this, I should receive him like this, how nice it will be to touch his lotus feet and take him into a chariot and driving him and talking to them and how nice it will be to meet with all the Rajvasis. And even the mind is already doing the devotion. And that's where he is speaking this sloka. Akrura is telling this sloka. Yasya khilamiva
by whose names
Akila Amiva Habihi means all the sinful sins will be destroyed by this Sumangala Krishna. You get the point? Yasya Akila Amiva Habihi Sumangalaihi. How?
Vacho vimarsho
gunakarma janma vihi
gunakarma
Vimarsha means description or explanation. Vimarsha means you are narrating or explaining, all that, right? In Tamil we have that word namathuti, vimarsha namathuti, right? Same thing, comes from Sanskrit only. Vimarsha. Vacho means speaking. When you are narrating, you are speaking, guna karma janma vihi. Krishna, guna, karma and janma. All these, no? Janma karma chamya divyam. Evam yoveti tatataha. Yatva deha prajana naiti maam yati sojana. Same thing, related, right? Please understand, this is a powerful shloka from Bhagavatam. Satyajilamiva habihi sumangalaihi. Vacho vimarsho guna karma janmabihi. When you are speaking, you are hearing, you are speaking. So what these things, the describing, narrating, describing, hearing Krishna's pastimes, they do three things to us. That is described in the third line. Prananti shumbanti punanti vaijaga. Things are very beautiful. Prananti is jagat, this whole world. It gives life to the whole world. Without this, the whole world, life is, world is dead. Prananti, it gives the prana. It makes us living. We are otherwise dead without this. Living dead, we are just living dead. So this bhakti to Krishna through his narrating past time and hearing this Krishna katha, pranati, shumbanti, it beautifies. Portion, it nourishes, beautifies. And punanti, it sanctifies. These three things it does. These are beautiful three words. Prananti shumbanti,
prananti shumbanti,
punanti vai jaga,
punanti vai jaga.
See, it's not only to us, jagat. The whole Singapore is free now. But this one, but the purity is most important. Our motive should be very pure and just please Krishna and relish this Krishna katha. That's all. There is no other thing behind that. And last line tells what is happening to the anything other than these topics. Yasta virakto.
Yasta virakto.
Virakto means devoid of these Krishna's descriptions, names, forms and pastimes and all that.
Yasta virakto.
Yasta virakto.
Shavasho banamata.
Shavasho banamata.
You are laughing, so you understood what it is?
Like what is that?
Shava Shobana means Shavam. Shavam Shobana, you are decorating a dead body. It is just like that. There is a decoration of a dead body. Everything else. Like a few days back, one of our distant relatives passed away due to cancer. His son and daughter and all are living in Australia. So he was really suffering in the end. And they said, you know, this mean they were put, every day they have to spend 48,000 rupees for this medication only, and that just to keep him alive. Why do you have to keep a person alive in such a torture? They were doing it anyway. So his body was completely crooked because of all the medication and everything. And after that, his body was kept in the mortuary for 4 days. And the son or daughter, they came and because it's in the freezer for 4 days, it can't be brought into the house. You can't even tolerate the smell. So they had to bring it outside, and from outside only they draw it off in front of the house and for 3 hours and they took see how much they are spending for this. You are not even able to see. And last minute you are seeing the most wretched form of your father. Which is, you have to go through he has to go through the pain, you have to go through the pain. And that is Shava Shobana, and they are decorating everything, and your father. What's the point really? This is just a, what do you say, like a expansion of all the other things that we are doing. This is the final nail in the coffin, it's a final exhibition of all the other things like Shava Shobana. That's what we do. For everything that we do, we are only doing Shava Shobana. See, where is that? Punanti vai jagat, where is this? So totally different, two different things. That's how we should value the, see how Krishna Katha is so valuable now. This shloka gives such nice meaning. Do you agree with me or not? So please recite again. Now with the meaning you can recite, you will be editing it more. Yes. Ya khilamiva.
Yes. Ya khilamiva.
Abhi sumangalai.
Abhi sumangalai.
Vacho vimarsho.
Vacho vimarsho.
Gunakarma janmabhi.
Gunakarma janmabhi.
Pranati shumbanti.
Pranati shumbanti.
Virakto
virakto
navasho banamata
navasho banamata.
This is another place where it says no jagat pavitram pragunita kandisit. Hari Om Guruji, Hare Krishna, Jai Jagannath servant has come. There cannot be Jagannath program without Jagannath servant. So you got it, no? That jagat pavitram pragunita kandisit. These shlokas are these narrations, the same thing. How nicely mentioned, no? So once more, yes. Ya khilami, this is bhakti. Your whole program is this. Because in another place it is very nicely mentioned. Nayatra vaikuntha katha sudapaga. Nayatra vaikuntha, where there is no description of Krishna's pastimes. Are we running out of time? I'm running into telling too many shlokas for you. You'll be probably getting stuck with this for some time. Any time I have to stop, please stand up or raise your hand. I'm new to this whole concept. I'm sorry. Yatha nayatra vaikuntha katha sudapaga. Sudapaga means nectarian, overflowing nectarian Krishna katha. Vaikuntha katha means Krishna's. Vaikuntha is Krishna. Vaikuntha katha sudapaga. Nasadavo bhagavatastadashraya. Where there is no devotees who have taken complete shelter of your lotus feet. He's saying, I don't want to stay in place where these things are not available. Nayatra vaikuntha katha sudapada. Nasadavo bhagavatastadashraya. Nayatra yajne shamaka mahotsava. Now you are doing yajna. You are doing that, just, it's not simply yajna. You are doing sankirtana yajna, right? Nayatra yajne sha. Krishna is yajna esha. You are doing all these things for Krishna. So yajna esha. Yajna esha maka. Maka means part, that yajna. Maka means that yajna, we are doing that ghee, right? Yajna maka. Mahotsava, it is Mahotsava, it is great festival. It's not something that's just doing for just purification and so. Mahotsava, great festival. So any Sankirtana we do, it's a great festival. Actually, Prabhupada chanted this, the great Sankirtana festival, congregational chanting. Right? So when we are doing this yajna also, you should remember that. It is actually pleasing Krishna, who is yajnisha. Suresha loko opina vaisa sevyatam. When these three things are not there, I don't even want to go to Suresha loka. I don't want to go to the heavenly planets where all the appearances are obtainable. I don't even want to go there if these three things are not available. How nice, all these things are going to the same point. It is all talking about the same point. I will give you the numbers. Whoever wants to go, go back and refer to this. That Nayatra Vaikuntha is 519-24 and this Yasya Akhilamiva is 1038-12, and then yesterday the shloka we read was 10-237. All these are, same things expanding in so many different ways. It's like you are seeing Radha Krishna DT in so many different Radha Madhava, Radha Shamsundara, Radha, it's like that. Now all these things are, as I told you yesterday, it's Mantra Murti, so different forms. He's, in each shloka he is showing in different forms. Just write down the numbers. Then when you go there, and you know, 10-38-12. No, you are writing wrong numbers. 10-38-12. 519-24. And then 10-37. Okay, again you will go to the shloka and I will complete it. Yasya khilamiva.
Yasya khilamiva.
Abhi sumangalai.
Abhi sumangalai.
Vacho vimarsho.
Vacho vimarsho.
Gunakarma janmabhi.
Gunakarma janmabhi.
Pranati shumbanti.
Pranati shumbanti.
Pranati shumbanti.
virakto
Rasa virakto
Shava shobhanamata
Shava shobhanamata
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare
whatever details you have, just sit and do very nice. All you need is a karta, you can put it in a bucket and go. You have to play. This is bhakti now, man. Hey man, this is so simple, really, frankly speaking. We are complicating it like anything. We are just complicating stuff like anything. You know? All you have to do is just sit and remember Krishna. Sounds Mariam, just chintayan. Right? Just chinta. Nothing else you have to do. And we are making parts and parts of halwa, tons and tons of khichdi. How much of khichdi and how much vegetables you would have consumed so far? Truck loads of. At least one shloka should come out of that input. All that is coming out is gossip and all nonsensical. Ashoka, what you are asking me is question, most bewildering, most scientific question. I was literally taken aback. I had no answer to that question. He said, Prabhu, when we are getting initiated, all the living entities in our body, do they also get initiated? Our life is in danger. He is talking about all the bacteria and all the worms and them, everything inside our body to get initiated. Oh, he is more merciful than the Raja who was giving water to everybody. He was fasting for 48 days and what's his name? Kansidev. He was so much worried about all other living entities. He must be more merciful than that than Ranjidev. Well, ourselves we are not doing anything. That's what I was telling yesterday. Cost us mercy means we are buying a touchstone for 10 rupees. You are giving 10 rupees and you are only Chintamani, Namachintamani. And you are saying, oh, so many days I am chanting, Krishna is not coming. Well, you chant sincerely and what's the big deal, Krishna will be there. And for those people, Yogeshwara reduces the 24 hours to 12 hours. He said, no time. He said, okay, no time. Should anyone saying no time, maybe one more time. So 24 hours look like 12 hours for them. That's why they say, oh, no time for Bhagavatam, no time for chanting, no time for this, no time for that. So gossiping, talking all about themselves, I did this, I did that, I, everything, then there is enough time for that. And the same people, when the same thing, same 24 hours is given to devotees also. I tell practically, devotees,
do more work than normal people, right? 2 hours of chanting, right? And you are doing offering, you are doing mangalarti, and then we are deities, we are waking him up, putting him to sleep, we are doing abhishek, and then we do, we do some reading, fata we are doing, that is maybe for half an hour or whatever, and then we are doing so many activities in the devotion, Prabhu, I should stop?
Yes,
it is just stop. So we are doing so much, so all these things we are doing. So it is actually, in 24 hours we are doing at least 35 hours job, 32 hours job. How we are getting time? And we are sleeping less. Right? But the same thing, you know, people don't, the others, they don't do all these things. For them at least 5-6 hours extra they have. But stops. Insincerity forces us to be consumed by the tricks of the illusory energy. This is insincerity, and we are insincere. Forget about others. Ourselves, are we doing it? Little bit, shlokas, you meditate, and then wherever you go, like, so sweet to sing these things. How even if you have the most agitated mind, your mind will calm down if you sing these tunes. These tunes, very, very sweet actually. And you will forget yourself. And then the whole devotional service, we are successful in our devotional service, that's all. We don't want to do all big things, you know, doing big. I think that's very difficult to. If Krishna gives us chance, you'll do it. But if not, this is there. It's very difficult because you don't get glorification in just in Jagannath is not saying, oh yeah, you have done good job, I'm pleased with you. He doesn't say that. If only some 100 people are there, like I'm sitting in front of you, and then everybody will say, oh, that class is nice, that sloka is nice, and then I get it glorified. But this whole thing can be done only when we're alone, are we practicing it properly. Only then this will get translated into proper message to others. Otherwise, I'm just speaking something in the name of Bhagavatam, you will be hearing something in the name of Bhagavatam, and the whole thing will be totally different. I'll stop here. Please forgive me for overshooting my time. I can't do justice to my reputation if I don't overshoot my time. So much to say, but actually speaking, we are not going to do anything after finishing this. Frankly speaking, after 1 o'clock, what are you going to do? Tell me. All of you, what are you going to do? After the program is over, after prasadam, what are you going to do? Really, you are not going to do something serious. Sunday afternoon, you are going to do sleep. All right. That's the thing, you know. So Krishna gives that much. Yeah, tamam prabhajante. But at least that much, you should be sustain that much at least. Don't go below 1 hour at least. Keep that 1 hour intact. Jai Guntrashi Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gurudev ki, Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki, Jai Sojanath Gorgovind Maharaj ki, Itai Gaur Premanande.
Jai Shri Sabda Prabhu Shri ki.
Thank you.